Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. There's a lot to talk about, and in Boston today, there was an interview on the radio about Mitt Romney and whether or not Mitt Romney is really a pro-family, pro-Christian, pro-life politician candidate. Also, in the Huffington Post yesterday, big story about Mitt Romney and whether or not he is pro-life or just a fraud. That's in the Huffington Post. That's, of course, a left-wing outlet. And in fact, that's their second story on this topic in the past 10 days or so. And both, they are quoting American Right to Life. In the second one, I don't know how it happened, the one yesterday, I ended up in there being quoted. And so to begin with, and there are other topics we need to get to today, but to begin with, we will talk about the Boston interview, and it was with, well, the author of a best-selling book, Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies, Greg Jackson. Greg, welcome to the Bob in Your Life studio.
It's always a pleasure to be here, Bob.
Hey,
thank you for having me.
To go from Boston
Great
radio
to, be
to go from Boston radio to Denver radio.
No better place to be.
In the same day, and this was a Clear Channel station out in Boston?
Clear Channel, 1200.
Tell
Big,
us.
And with big reach to New Hampshire. Now, obviously, this is an important topic because Romney, and I haven't understood why, is at the top of the polls, probably because the field is so weak.
Yeah, the field is weak. And, you know, Mitt Romney thought 4 years would go by, and all of us who worked together to destroy his presidential aspiration in 2008, he figured we'd all be on to other things. And in reality, we have made rock solid our expose and the evidence that he is a fraud and a liar.
Well, people, especially Christians, deserve to know the truth. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we're called as Christians, and I put being a Christian above, you know, being a conservative or a Republican, and we have an obligation, do we not, to be watchmen on the wall, to blow the shofar. And the fact of the matter is leading. As I know that your audience is very up to speed on this issue because you're probably, you know, among the top in the country that has talked about this issue. But in the last election, I don't think people realize how big the cover-up, the whitewashing of Mitt Romney's record was.
By the conservative
the leading
and pro-family.
Conservative people in the media.
Yeah.
The leading establishment pro-family, pro-life leaders
focus
like
Focus
on the Family,
National American, Right to Life,
American
CWA,
Family Association,
the whole,
CWA, across the board, Jay Sekulow,
and also all the secular talk show hosts like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and on and on and on.
Yeah, across the board.
Laura,
a conservative
Laura
talk
Ingram.
Radio on Fox where it's supposed to be fair and balanced.
Right.
Almost unanimously across the board. In
Ann
fact,
Coulter,
Bob, I don't,
who said he governed as a pro-lifer, he governed like a pro-lifer.
Governed like
on
a pro-lifer.
On every issue that came down, he governed like a
Manifestly
pro-lifer.
Manifestly our best choice was the word
yeah.
she used in an article in Human Events. But across the board, and you know because you and I and others brought to the attention either personally or via email – or even on the radio shows, Romney's
record. On the
record,
radio, on TV, in South Carolina, in Iowa, in Florida.
No excuse.
A full court press to show that, to document that he is lying. He is a child killer. He will pay with tax dollars for socialist health care that funds abortion.
Even Obama acknowledges that.
He implemented homosexual marriage by his own hands with his own order on his own authority.
Unilaterally, illegally, unconstitutionally. Not that it could ever be legal.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Because it's against God's law,
well,
which is supreme.
Right, you can't legalize.
But the legislature never even attempted to amend the current marriage statute to quote-unquote legalize
it. Right.
Romney did it on his own and then lied about it.
He ordered county clerks to issue homosexual marriage licenses. And, right, you can't legitimately decriminalize kidnapping black people, for example. You can't decriminalize murdering Jews or dismembering babies. You can't do that in any kind of valid, legitimate way. So, yeah, Romney did it.
I mean, you can, but it's not in accordance with God's law.
No,
therefore,
so it's illegitimate.
Not legal. Correct.
It doesn't matter if the government in Germany passes a law saying you could kill Jews on sight. It's an illegitimate law. And so Romney did something that's illegitimate regardless of how he did it, but he didn't do it even with any ostensible authority. He just did it on his own desire.
And the sad part about it, Bob, is that he was given a pass almost
across
the board.
By Focus on the Family.
People who are supposed to be watchmen on the wall were silent.
They said, we are so similar. We have it on video on Romney's profile at prolifeprofiles.com/Romney. Focus on the Family, their president of public policy, saying we are so similar to Mitt Romney that we could support him. And Greg, he gave us homosexual marriage and tax-funded abortion.
He was right, though, Minnery, wasn't he? They are pretty similar, if you think about it. Isn't Romney in many ways a manifestation, a projection, a holograph of really what a lot of these organizations have become?
Yeah, that
shiny on the outside, good-looking, telegenic on the outside.
And filled with dead men's bones on the inside, like
whitewashed
sepulchers. Hey, that was in WorldNet Daily yesterday, a phenomenal article, Have Conservatives Lost on Gay Marriage? And it was authored by Josh Craddock, a 19-year-old guy from Denver. And what a great article. I'm so thrilled that Joseph Farah published this thing because he was in Washington, D.C. just outside a couple weeks ago at the CNP. Mm-hmm. You've gone to the CNP. And, Greg, he was furious with the hypocrisy of the Christian right, the pro-family movement.
Council National Policy, for your listeners who might not be familiar, largest organization of conservative leaders in the country from all across the spectrum.
Right. And so
the movers and shakers.
So this is all, I mean, this has all been developing. And now Focus on the Family has said we lost the war on homosexual marriage, even though every state we try it virtually all over the country.
No thanks to you, James Dobson.
It's a slam dunk, even in California, in Michigan, all over the country.
I think it's 31-0. If you're 31-0,
and how could they say,
why would you want to side with the homosexuals?
Right,
I mean, you're 31-0,
right? Because 20 something.
It even passes in Maine and Oregon. It doesn't get much. I mean, you've been to Oregon,
and a lot
of Birkenstocks,
and so
a lot of unshaven women. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so, Greg Jackson, if Focus on the Family is so defeatist that they say we lost on homosexual marriage, of course they won't have the courage to stand up for personhood. Of course they won't. How's that possible? Because they're no longer trusting God. They're making political calculations.
Right.
And you know what? They're not good at that. They are not good at pragmatic political calculations.
Because you're never going to outsmart Barack Obama and the liberals.
Well, that's a great point.
Right? You don't try to outsmart them.
Yeah.
Just obey God.
Obey God. Because if neither party is standing on God's word and God's principles, then Obama's going to slaughter you every time.
You're exactly right, and we should have learned that the last couple of election cycles.
Right.
But so, apparently we haven't because Romney's leading
so
in the polls.
So the last cycle, 4 years ago, Mitt Romney thought that these guys have gone on to other things. That's what he thought. Now, personally, me.
We're still here, Mitt.
I'm too stupid to go on to other things. You know how they say if you keep banging your head against the wall, nothing's going to change.
Yeah, my mom used to tell me that.
Yeah,
too,
well,
not to eat paint chips.
Well, I have not learned that lesson. I am still banging my head against the wall, warning Christians, don't be lied to when you are willfully lied to by child killers and those who destroy Christian morality, then you are responsible for the destruction that comes.
That's right.
God wants us to be wise as serpents.
Watchmen on the wall. And so, but back to your point about Romney leading in the polls right now, obviously a weak field, but still thinks that he can buy people off as he did in 2008, major leaders.
Yeah.
And to a certain extent, he's right. Because I've not heard any major leader who endorsed him retract that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You haven't heard yet. Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Have you heard of any of the national Christian ministries that have endorsed him? so far.
Well, no, but arguably he just announced his candidacy only a couple of weeks ago.
I made a prediction. I made a prediction after he pulled the plug on his 2008 primary on the air that because of the effort of a handful of ministries and outlets, Steve Dace in Iowa, who's a hero, John Haskins in Massachusetts, American Right to Life.
And John Haskins is really the progenitor, the originator of a lot of this information.
Of all this.
He lives in Massachusetts.
Of uncovering just the basic truth, documenting the truth so that others could run with it.
That's right.
Right. American Right to Life and Pro-Life Profiles. Greg Jackson, Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies, and all your influence. And I think you could add maybe two others. I think. Brian Carmaker in Massachusetts.
Mass Resistance.
And then that's what sunk Mitt Romney. He had...
With $100 million.
He had the biggest machine probably ever built in
Iowa. Bought off every pro-family leader imaginable.
On the ground, boots on the ground for more than a year before the Iowa caucus. And he had given money everywhere. The pro-life groups that had opposed him all of a sudden supported him, including in Massachusetts. And because that the truth, because of the watchman on the wall effect that God calls us to, the exit polls showed that Mitt Romney lost because Christians said he was lying about abortion. That's why he lost. And so, Greg, I think we did our job, and Romney thinks we've gone on to other things. The truth is still here.
That's right. And even though heaven and earth will fade away, my word never will.
Yeah, God's word will not.
And so God will not be mocked. And you're exactly right. Yeah. You know, people get on me whenever I call Romney a child killer. He is a child killer.
Of course.
He signed into law $50 copay abortions.
Right.
It subsidizes elective surgical abortions. Anytime you subsidize something, you get more of it.
Right.
He is primarily responsible. He has literally blood on his hands. And all we're doing is trying to warn people to stay away from these compromised, counterfeit conservatives and just obey God. You know, I believe, Bob, that if we would just merely go back, and this is what I'm giving a speech this weekend to Eagle Forum, which is Phyllis Schlafly's group in San Diego. I'm going to talk to them about conservative comebacks to liberal lies.
Good.
But I'm going to talk to them about the liberal lies that far too many Christians and conservatives are telling.
Wow.
So it's going to be uncomfortable a little bit. Things such as, you know, we got to support the lesser of two evils, like Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
The law is whatever man says it is.
Yeah.
Judicial decisions are superior to laws and constitutions and statutes. Mm. All of this stinking thinking that we, which are liberal lies that we perpetuate.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have it within our, and my main point, Bob, is going to be, look, God will give us the leaders. He will give us the leaders. He will give us the strategy. He will give us the success. He will give us everything if we merely just obey him.
If we obey him.
If we knew what our identities were in Christ.
If we set aside do not murder from the New Testament, Jesus, the Gospel of Luke, if we set aside that for some pragmatic victory, then God cannot bless us. He can't.
Cannot and will not. It's against his character.
So,
Greg, it's against who he is.
So you were on the radio in Boston today. Yesterday, I was interviewed by the Huffington Post, and you've got the article right there in front of you. I've got it here by Sam Stein, and this is a major one of their major stories yesterday on their front page. And Mitt Romney to be attacked by religious conservative group over abortion. And Greg, this article goes on and on, laying out our case that Romney is a pro-abort and he's lying to conservatives to get their money and their votes. And they have some defenders of Romney's in here later on in the article. But even they say, you know, they're saying it wasn't Romney's fault that Romney Care pays for abortion. But on the other hand, he never did try to get in the law that it would not pay for abortion. He never did that. He put Planned Parenthood on the authority, the healthcare authority that would decide these issues.
Right.
He sure didn't put a pro-life group or a Catholic hospital or anybody. He just gave it all over to the pro-aborts, government-funded abortion on demand, and he thought he could wash his hands of it.
That's exactly what he attempted to do. And that's why they will never debate that issue, that after his supposed pro-life epiphany in 2003, 3 years later, he signs into law $50 copay elective surgical abortions. I mean, it's as obvious as the nose on my face that it doesn't get any more pro-abortion than that. Mm-hmm. Not to mention forcing Catholic hospitals to issue abortion pills, abortifacients, even when Mike Dukakis doesn't get any more liberal than that, Bob. Former Governor Michael Dukakis admitted there was no such law that would require Romney to
pay for all abortions. Right.
No, because everybody knows that Catholic hospital is a religious hospital. They have an exemption, a conscience exemption. They don't have to. There's nothing that legally would force them to distribute abortifacients. And yet Romney lied once again and said there was. But it's not just on the social issues, Bob. This is what I can't understand, which is why supposed independents and economic conservatives, as if I don't, what's an economic conservative? You don't care that babies are killed or homosexuals marry and start families and adopt kids.
In fact, the Tea Party is going in that direction, Greg, where they're saying, look, we want to focus on money.
But Romney's not even an economic conservative. He opposed the Bush tax cuts.
He supported socialized health care.
He raised taxes and fees $1 billion. He wrote in the model for Obamacare.
Government.
It's absurd.
Government mandated health care is a socialist big government concept.
With $50 copay abortions.
And the similarities between Romney care and Obamacare, they're extensive. And, Greg, the liberals, and let's say the Republicans who despise Obama, they despise Obama because of Romney care, supposedly because of he'll use tax-funded abortion and aggressive policies on whatever. Mitt Romney does virtually all those things. And what? He's going to be better at killing Muslim terrorists? Obama's trying to kill terrorists everywhere he could find them. He's starting new wars in new countries. He's a warmonger. But I don't think anything he did was immoral. But come on, Mitt Romney is similar to Barack Obama in fundamental ways, but the conservative leaders, they don't care. They're obsessed with partisan politics.
Getting your guy in power, getting a seat at the table.
Yeah.
But and so that will never bear fruit. Things will only be worse, and you and I both know the wolf in sheep's clothing is always more dangerous to the flock than the wolf in wolf's clothing. At least with Obama, you know the guy's worldview. He's an atheistic communist. He hates America. He's looking to push us into world government. I think he's more of a puppet. I think people give him too much credit. But the dangerous thing about the lesser of two evils paradigm that, oh, well, Romney's better than Obama. Well, why are we – if you're a Christian, why would you ever settle – for somebody like Mitt Romney? What? Because you might get to keep a few bucks more, or this, you know, we might slow down the slide to socialism and being pushed into world government by like a half a mile per hour. I mean, if you are a Christian, you have the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings living within you, who defeated Satan over 2,000 years ago. We have won. We have nothing to fear. We don't have to sit down and negotiate how many babies Planned Parenthood will kill. Well, you take those and we'll take these and, well, we'll go for Mitt Romney because he has the most amount of money. No. Christians are supposed to say, I believe that God can do anything. With man, this is possible, but with God, all things are possible. And that's how we're to live our lives. And if we would, Bob, we would have the victory. We would have victory in ways that people could never imagine. We would be so blessed.
Hey, Greg,
just by obeying God. Just obey him.
Where's your church? I'm gonna visit your church. I mean, where do you preach?
Where do I preach?
Yeah, you're the pastor of...
Well, we're called...
I'm going to skip out on church for a few weeks and come listen to you.
Because, well, we're
because
we're,
you encourage me.
You know, I go to a very good church, and I'm encouraged by our pastor. We have two.
Oh, I thought you were the
Jewish
pastor.
Well, I do preach to 5 and 6 year olds every Sunday.
Church in the city.
Let me just tell you something.
Michael.
I have learned Michael Walker and then Stu Lieberman on Saturday for the Messianic service, which is wonderful on 16th and Gaylord. I will give them a shout out. And I will say this: just teaching the Sunday school class on to the, my 5 and 6 year olds, which my son Jacob is in, has taught me so much. Amazing the ways when you just sit and try to explain the Bible to 5 and 6 year olds, how much the Holy Spirit will impart, though the wisdom that he will give you. Truly amazing if you humbly, and because it, trying to simplify, and a lot of the, and you know, you're a great Bible teacher for many, many years. Really, we complicate much of God's word. And it's very, very simple in many ways. And the kids understand that. Mm. My 5 and 6 year olds, they get it. Mm. As a matter of fact, I brought Jake into the studio. You weren't here Saturday. And I showed him that picture that you're looking at, which says,
I am a person.
I am a person.
7 weeks from conception, a little baby.
Al, you were there. What did my son say that was? We showed him the picture, a 7 week fetus, which is Latin for little baby. He looked at, looked at me like I was from Mars. He said, it's a baby, Dad.
Right.
Right? No coaching. I just showed him the picture.
Yeah.
So,
and in fact, I heard that your son now is listening to Jonathan Park.
Loves it. You go to kgov.com. Look, if you are a parent and you're looking and you're just tired of the indoctrination and all the stuff, all the crud that your kids are bringing home from school.
If your kid's anywhere from, say, 6 years old
or even younger, five,
14 years old, say.
This Jonathan Park.
Jonathan Park.
It's called Jonathan Park Adventure Series.
It's audio. It's for radio. You get it on CD.
I could not believe it. So we bought it here on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Volume one. We have all the way through volume six.
Volumes.
So.
You can go to kgov.com. You can see all the different volumes. You can read about them. But Bob, I kid you not. We popped this thing in the CD player. We got to the mall, which is about a half hour away in Cherry Creek, because my son wanted to go to the play space Saturday. And I said, all right, we got to go in. He goes, no, Dad, can we finish?
Right.
And I said, well, we'll just put it on pause. You know, we'll listen. He goes, okay, all right. And I just, and right when we got back into the car, because, you know, he loves the play space. We got him a little ice cream. We got back in the car immediately. He said, all right, Dad, I want to hear the rest. When we got home, he wanted to listen to it. So I put it in the CD player.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. The thing that I liked about it, it's great for adults too.
It's great for adults.
It sounds so trite.
It's phenomenal.
But we
listen to it with our children, and you're right. The children love it. I mean, they get excited. They get chills down their spine. It's drama.
Amazing. It's amazing to see the look in their eye.
And the quality of the production, it's
phenomenal.
Utterly professional. And Greg, it's solidly based on the word of God.
And we don't know Jonathan Park. We don't even know who he is. I don't know him personally. Do you?
He's a radio character.
Right. He's a radio character. But we don't. I'm saying there's
no
affiliation or anything
well,
like
we
that.
Well, we sell it, though. We sell it here, Bob
right.
and Your Live.
But it's a great resource.
Oh, and you learn, your kids learn, you learn if you listen, or your grandkids, you learn about the Lord, about how we honor God by showing people he's the creator. And you learn, you inoculate your children from the liberal lies of the evolutionist and the atheist in such powerful ways. And so our kids have listened to all of them, and each volume has, I don't know how many hours, 2 hours, 2.5 hours of phenomenal material. Phenomenal.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So people could call us. I didn't know we were going to talk about that, but I'm glad we have. People can call us at 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278, and ask for Jonathan Park for their kids or grandkids. You probably have birthdays coming up and holidays. You want to give gifts. Just buy it. Buy a few of them.
And while you're at it.
You got them at home to give as gifts.
And while you're at it, exactly right. Buy the plot. It's a 4-CD series. I have the book. I know you talk about it all the time on the show.
The book that's my life's work, the plot, an overview of the Bible.
And you should take great pride in that because I've learned so much, not only from reading the book, but I just bought the CDs, and now the CDs are like a Bible study, so it's a little bit more informal, I think, with a class that you
exactly.
taught. But you will learn so much, and I know because I've listened to your show, and I hear people call in and say how much they've learned, how much they've been enlightened. But if you really want to understand the Bible, and you know that thing that you say at the beginning of CD 1, that what other book do you start on page 936? And it's so true.
Right.
John 3:16 is important. That's, you know, you see that sign at the football games. But you got to, it's the, you're, what
you
I love.
You got to know the overview.
The overview. You got to know the full context to really understand
it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
People, I'll give you an.
It's called the plot.
I'll give you an hour to cut that out. people get bogged down in the details, the doctrinal arguments, disputes, almost hating one another. And if you ask them three or four questions about the overview of the story of the Bible, they're mystified. You could tell their knowledge of Scripture is very shallow. They have maybe 30 or 40 stories and verses that they really harp on, but then that's it. They can't go far beyond that. And so you need to become an expert in the overall story of the Bible, and then you're on much safer ground as you wrestle through the details. It's a lot of fun.
No, you're exactly right.
So, Greg, we've got the plot in book and also in audio.
Would make a great Father's Day gift.
Father's Day gift.
Coming up.
The plot, either the audio series or the book. And I just want to say thank you. A gal out in Silverthorne.
Say that 10 times fast.
A gal out in Silverthorne, Colorado, Greg, has given a $200 matching offer. She has asked, she wants to help Bob and Yurt Live stay on the air and grow, reach more people. And she wants to give more than she can give right now. She's trying to encourage somebody. If somebody will match $200, she'll match it. So thank you so much. Wow, what an honor. And I shouldn't say who it is, right? Could I say initials? Could I say J? No? Should I say B? No? All right. So Greg, maybe somebody will offer. Will match JB's, Miss JB, $200 offer.
So how about somebody match and send in a check,
Jay,
for 10 grand?
Oh,
how about that? I'll bet somebody could do it. I'll bet somebody could just make one big fat donation, $10,000. One more thing about the Jonathan Park Kids CD set.
Yeah.
Kids are home from school. This would be a perfect time. A couple hours.
Right.
I'm telling you, if you want your kids to be occupied, boy, isn't that nice sometimes to be able to like do stuff. And, you know, I like doing stuff sometimes other than, you know, I love playing with my kid, but I like it when they occupy themselves. This is a great way.
Oh.
And there's instructional like books and stuff,
educational material that they can do as well. So, Greg, and it's at kgov.com, like you said, just click on the store. Click in the science department, just browse, or call us, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. So, Greg, we're almost out of time, but it cracks me up. You were on a Clear Channel radio station in Boston today talking about the truth.
Trying to warn people in New Hampshire.
Slamming Mitt Romney. I had the opportunity to do that in the Huffington Post. We didn't even talk about
God
the article.
Good.
We'll link to the article in today's show, an extensive article. In fact, now that's twice in 2 weeks that they've been reporting on American Right to Life's expose of Mitt Romney. And, of course, they hate Republicans.
That's two more times than, like, I don't know, Fox or Town Hall.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So it is low-hanging fruit for us, but it's important to get the word out, and you get it out. However you can get it out.
Amen.
So, hey, God bless you, Greg.
Thanks, Bob.
Appreciate
God bless you all.
Greg Jackson, and we'll be praying for him as he's getting ready to speak at an important event in California. And here at Bob and Yurt Live, please help us out. Check us out, kgov.com.